Last week, in case you missed it, A-Rod wants to live where he used to, when he was good at baseball, in his lavish apartment in Central Park. But now all A-Rod does is steroids and rent hookers, so the building doesn't want him back.
Have you ever heard of the term, like, rich man, poor man? A horse is something a rich dude would have, but also something a really poor guy is gonna have. Like, he's not gonna have a car, he's gonna have a horse. Hookers are weird with the rich man, poor man, because poor people, they're getting hookers. Rich guys, they're getting hookers. But when a poor person is getting a hooker, you're thinking, like, toothless 87-year-old Tibetan woman, whereas when a rich guy is getting it
top of the line,
and it's almost like it's a sign of being rich. It's like that, oh wow, this dude can afford these type of hookers. Client 9 over here.
Poor A-Rod, nobody wants him anymore. In case you missed it, don't go to the World Cup, because if you get bit by a mosquito, you might turn into a chicken. Okay, not really, but Senator Chuck Schumer is warning Americans about the chikungunya virus. It's not fatal, but any jungle disease probably has to suck.
Bringing these weird Kamakukalaka virus or whatever to the United States is that we can deal with it.
Right.
We go, a mosquito bit me in the neck and I feel really ill. Okay, I'll just go to the doctor.
Take some penicillin.
Yeah, they're going to pump me full of IV and I'll be good. Whereas if you're like in Kenya and it's like, oh my God, a mosquito bit me in the neck. Well, I guess I'll go to the medicine man, lay in his hut. He'll do some weird dance while he's dangling his scrot over me. And then
hopefully I'll wake up tomorrow.
Yeah, and then just die slowly in the mud, you know?
In case you missed it, another zany minor league sports promotion. This hockey team in Arizona is burying their owner alive so they can sell season tickets. Wait, what are they doing?
Burying?
Burying.
Burrowing? Burying.
Okay. Burying him alive. How
did
they think of this one? Easy.
Their marketing schemes are just, what did crappy radio stations do back in the 90s? All right, we'll do that.
Bury their jocks.
Hey!
And until they sell 300 tickets, they're stuck down there. You're listening to Dirt Radio Underground. Ahuga. They seem to be doing pretty well so far. 6 days in, 50 tickets sold. In case you missed it, always bet on the biters. Uruguay soccer star Luis Suarez chopped down on his opponent's shoulder during the World Cup and is now suspended by FIFA.
I'd rather headbutt the crap out of somebody than biting somebody's, like, the nape of somebody's sweaty neck.
Some guys put up some money for some prop bets. 175-1 that Suarez would bite during the World Cup, and he did. So they won. About $700, a solid payday. In case you missed it, good music makes for a good workout. The Miami Hurricanes football team needs some motivation to work out, so their coach hired a DJ and put up some strobe lights in the weight room so the footballers could get turned up before and during their lifting session. Now, if they could put some strobe lights and a DJ in the stadium, the team might win a few more games. In case you missed it, a group of Native Americans are suing the Cleveland Indians for $9 billion for the use of Chief Wahoo as their mascot.
I think they'll win.
It's on the basis of over a century of disparity, racism, exploitation, and profiteering.
I don't know if that's $9 billion worth of racism, but that's at least, it's basically Native American blackface.
Well, good luck with that one. If you're talking about the Redskins, then you can talk about the Cleveland Indians, and then you add two major cities in there, and then you got to start talking about the Florida State Seminoles, and you got to start talking about all the other teams that have anything to do with any sort of minority group in any sport.
Oh, Chief Wahoo.
In case you missed it, the United States advanced to the second round of the World Cup, even though they lost to Germany.
When a sport is created and meant for seven-year-olds, pretty much everybody wins.
I don't understand soccer. Here's why. First of all, they flop. Just hit the guy. Just hit him. Just slam into him. It won't hurt as bad. Second of all, they have ties. There needs to be a winner and a loser.
Right.
That's why you play sports.
All right.
And third of all, regarding this game yesterday against Germany, Americans are taking the loss as a win.
Come on, America. Don't be a failure.
Because
we're freaking America. We are the greatest country in the world.
Oh,
and anything less than number one, you are a failure. And yesterday was a failure.
My name is Smalls, and in case you missed it, check out Gratuitous Sports every weekday at 6 o'clock at 94.1 The Zone, Rochester's new rock alternative.